opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that could only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. And just like that, bam, we are back on the air. It is Wednesday, and I see you all driving by and giving us a little wave once in a while. That's cool. I appreciate that. Well, today we are in the studio, and I'm minus a couple of my awesome co-hosts. Both guys have had some things come up, and they're not going to be here today. So we've called in our special relief pitcher, so to speak. Scott Frank is here.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Good to have you here, bud. Thanks for filling in.
Absolutely.
Scott is our resident guest host for the show, so he saves the day when we need it. So thanks again, buddy.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we're going to throw in the weather. You know, we decided to throw in a little weather thing. It's 55 degrees outside. We've had about a half of an inch of rain today. It's not raining at the moment. It'll drop to about 47 degrees tonight with another quarter inch of rain expected. I was looking at some statistics there, and last year we had a high of 71 at the same day, and the record was set in 2015 when it was 80 degrees. We get a break from the rain tomorrow, but it's still going to be a little cloudy with periods of sunshine. The days are getting longer with the sun setting at 5:19. You notice the day is getting a little bit longer, Scott?
I do. Gives me a little more time to do things outside.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the cool part. So how you doing, Scott?
I'm doing pretty good. Had a great day today. Took some clients around, showed them about almost 10 homes.
Holy smack. Yeah. That's a lot of
homes. Yeah, we're busy. Yeah. They're taking advantage. They're from New York, and so they're out here for a little bit before they fly back and put their house up for sale, but they're moving out here.
Wow, so 10 houses a day.
Well, maybe 9. one we couldn't get into.
Oh, yeah. Out of 10 houses, there's going to be one like that.
I love it when they change the key. You know, they make a new key, and it doesn't quite fit the lock.
Yeah.
And you get kind of stuck there for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was a great day, though. They had a great time, and they loved all the houses they were looking at. So they're definitely going to, you know, move forward.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
You bet. That sounds like a good time.
It was.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, I guess we could dive right into the old 90 seconds of news. I am kind of rehearsed for this, and it's tough. I had to kind of clip a little bit and change this around a little bit in order to make it happen. So,
you have your timer?
Wish me luck.
Let's
I do have a timer.
Absolutely.
Let me hear it. There it is.
That's the one.
Okay.
Cool.
There we go.
Sweet. That gives me goosebumps, man, just thinking about it. Okay, brought to you, 90 Seconds of News is brought to you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Always give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. That's 241-3474. 90 Seconds of News starts now. Story number one. The city of Shasta Lake had a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday on the new 52,000-square-foot mixed-use development right in the center of town. Finally out of the planning stages, K2 Development will be constructing the Cascade Village and is expected to take about 2 years. The site will have 49 affordable housing units as well as commercial storefronts on the ground floor. Story number two. The Reading Rodeo is feeling more secure after the city council members recently approved approved the Riverfront Specific Plan. The local Wintu tribe, however, is taking a hard stance against the development, stating their ancestors are buried in this area. The tribe meets every Thanksgiving to pray over their ancestors. Story number three, get ready for the 24th annual Snow Goose Festival of the Pacific Flyway. The four-day festival starting January 25th celebrates all things related to the snow goose and includes art and nature workshops, free exhibits, and family activities. The Arctic dwelling geese and millions of other waterfowl travel the Pacific Flyway to call the Sacramento Valley home during the winter. Story number four, the Redding Police Department is planning a DUI checkpoint tomorrow night, January 25th, between 6 p.m. and midnight at an undisclosed location. So all you Thursday night partiers better Uber on home. Story number five, the Bantam Kitchen and Cooler will be expanding to a second location this summer. The new location will be the soon-to-open public market located on the ground floor of the Redding Market Center on California Street. The restaurant is known for its fried chicken and southern comfort food.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Didn't trim it enough.
One of your few misses, man. You did that.
That's okay. What are you going to do? I'll wipe the tears from my eyes, and we'll pick up and keep on moving.
Just don't shout out the microphone with all that.
I got to wipe off the spit. Well, anyways, what did you think of those stories? Any questions on any of those stories?
Yeah, you know, I like the Cascade Village project. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I do have a question about the ancestor burial ground.
Yeah.
So are they planning on building right over a graveyard?
Well, you know, that's what the tribe members' concern is. You know, I think that one of the things that they had to say at the city council meeting was that, you know, if you go digging up that ground, you're most likely going to be digging up some bones.
That's not good.
Well, the Wintu also had given a lot of that land for development in exchange for the right to keep some of the land not developed. So they already gave away, like, the whole land where Turtle Bay sits. I know this because I attended a meeting. The whole land where Turtle Bay sits, that whole development area, they gave up in exchange for no further development on the other side of the river.
Ah.
Yeah.
So they already did make a deal.
They made a concession, and now they're trying to get more out of them. So.
That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Enough to follow that one.
All right, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any idea about any of the ancestors buried down there, so it'd be interesting to know where kind of in that area that it'd be. I wouldn't assume
the arboretum was the concession because a lot of the graveyards are back there.
Okay,
and so they left it untouched, saying, "Okay, like we will develop, but we'll in exchange we'll leave this part untouched." The arboretum is what they're talking about.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. It's an interesting story because the same thing happened in Colma, Daly City. They were going to put in a whole strip mall. And there was a big battle over, you know, wait a minute, there's ancestral burial grounds here. Mm-hmm. And strip malls in.
Ah.
So they must have figured out a way.
I guess so. Wow. Interesting stuff. Let's see. What else was there? You know, we had the DUI checkpoint tomorrow night. It's an interesting night for them to do that.
Thursday's a new Friday.
Thursday's the new Friday?
It is.
I was not aware.
Oh, I mean, a lot of my friends go out on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Stay home tomorrow.
Exactly. That way they get a three-day weekend kind of situation.
Right. Well, you know, I don't mind going out and hooping it up a little bit and doing a little Uber on the way home. My wife and I have kind of discovered something new in the Uber section. And that is if you upgrade from the, I don't know if it's compact or economy, you upgrade to the next level, there's a pretty good chance you'll get a Tesla.
Oh.
And we enjoy the Tesla ride.
I always just click on the first one that's the cheapest. I never really thought there was a difference.
I know. You get the Prius, and there's nothing wrong with those. But yeah. But you get a Tesla. And this is what I like to do, and this is what I've done before. I go ahead and, you know, throw the driver a $5 bill, and then I let him know. I say, I hear these things are gutless.
Hey, that's awesome.
And I'll tell you what, you find out real quick these things are not gutless. So, just like a dragster, you know. So anyways, we love doing that. So I always talk my wife into upgrading. It's like, come on, get the next level up.
That's funny.
So anyways, let's take a little break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Well, I've seen the hard times. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Redding has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
All right, here we are, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State, and I'm here hanging out with Scott Frank, fellow realtor of Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate.
I love our office.
It's a good spot to be, isn't
it? It's fantastic.
We help people every day.
That's right.
Hey, this segment of Living in the North State is sponsored by B&T Satellite. Experience exceptional TV solutions, reliable rural internet packages, and expert support from local pros at B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Give the local guys a call at 241-37 or 3474. Yeah, I'm still practicing talking.
Yeah, so. You didn't trim that one either.
No. So you showed 10 houses today.
Yeah, 9 or 10. I kind of lost count there after a while. But beautiful homes.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful homes.
What kind of price range?
They're all around $700,000.
Okay.
And some of those you can go into the bathroom and play baseball.
Yeah.
You know, they're just huge.
Lots of nice walk-in closets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Walk-in closets, you know, nice pools, you know. Impeccably manicured lawns. And
I would imagine with 10 houses, I was in town and outside of town and all of that. I was just all over the place, right?
They were all in Redding, but spread out.
Yeah.
You know, the last one was, you know, 15 miles up Placer, way out there. But
now, you showed 10 houses in between what times?
I think we started at 11.
Okay.
And I got back 4.
Wow. Okay.
4 o'clock.
5 hours. That's shaking and a rolling. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I planned them all out so they're, you know, we can go from one to another instead of driving back and forth. And then, you know, give them a half an hour for each one. And then whichever ones you guys are interested in, we can come back and spend more time.
Sure. At. And that was including driving time.
Yes. I gave us 15 minutes between each appointment. And believe it or not, it was right on.
Well,
turned out right on time.
Your buyers knew that you guys were on a schedule, so they knew not to play around. You forewarned them that if they wanted to take a look at another house or spend more time at a house, that we'd have to make another appointment.
Yeah, you don't want to make an appointment and have someone leave their house and then you're late.
Absolutely.
You know, it's that bothers me.
I've had that happen. It's real fun. We pulled up at a house, and we had been looking at I think we probably did about 5 houses, and we were running late. They really liked the last house, and I was trying to, you know, get everybody moving, and it didn't happen. And we rolled up to the next house about 20 minutes late. And as we rolled up, the owner pulled in, and the garage door went up, and their car went inside, and the garage door closed. The buyer and I looked at each other and said, well, maybe we should scrap this one today, and we'll make another appointment tomorrow.
It is difficult to, when you're looking at that many homes, to actually time them out. And, you know, you got to call the realtor, set up a time, and then keep everybody on track.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of difficult, especially with that many homes.
That is amazing that you did 10 of them like that. I've done, 6 or 7, and that's a good chunk, too. And, again, everything has to go right in order to make every single appointment. I mean, no matter which way you look at it, that was 10 appointments that you had to be on time today at each one.
Mm-hmm. And we did it. I got lucky.
Congratulations.
Pulled it off.
You probably did some trimming, huh?
Well, it was pretty strict. It's like, you know, half an hour. Just look for half an hour. If you really like it, we'll make another appointment to come back and look at them for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
There any that they really liked?
Yeah, there was a few. They narrowed it down to probably about between 4 and 6. And there was a couple they walked in and, even though I thought it was beautiful, no, we don't want it.
Yeah.
Not this one. I was like, all right, do you still want to take the half an hour? No.
Oh, good. Like, good.
There you go. Yeah, we're back on time.
And were they okay with these houses sight unseen, or did they think that they wanted to make any changes to them?
Changes as in fixing them up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, a $700,000 house, I would assume, is pretty well ready to go.
You would assume. And I was surprised to hear, okay, we're going to rip this wall out. The kitchen's got to go. I was like, what? But they want to make it their home. So,
sure.
You know.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, I guess if you spend $200,000 or $1 million, you still want to make it your own.
Yeah, you bet. And everybody has a vision,
you know,
and that's what we kind of pay attention to when we're in this business is recognizing their business or their vision.
Their vision.
And helping them get there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it today.
Oh, very cool, Scott. Very cool. Well, let's dive into the ethical standard. The Ethical Standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Now, tonight we are talking about Article 2. So, well, remember last week we were talking about the fact that we're going to go into Article 2. So the Code of Ethics is broken down into several different articles, and Article 2 reads like this. There's a paragraph that goes before the first standard of practice, and this is what it is. And this paragraph kind of goes along with every standard of practice that we'll talk about, basically that begins with 2. So like, for example, the article that we're going to explain here in a second is called Standard of Practice 2.1. So Article 2 reads as follows. Realtors shall avoid exaggeration, misrepresentation, or concealment of pertinent facts relating to the property or the transaction. Realtors shall not, however, be obligated to discover latent defects in the property, to advise on matters outside the scope of their real estate license, or to disclose facts which are confidential under the scope of agency or non-agency relationships as defined by state law. So that is the basically it sets the stage for everything that follows in all of the different practices. And so now we'll read the practice that is for today, Standard of Practice 2.1. Realtors shall only be obligated to discover and disclose adverse factors reasonably apparent to someone with expertise in those areas required by their real estate license authority. Article 2 does not impose upon the realtor the obligation of expertise in other professional or technical disciplines. Now, the biggest thing about this one that stands out to me is, you know, when we do inspections, so for example, just our what we call the AVID, which is an agent visual inspection disclosure as agents, when we do that inspection, we're really not allowed to, we're not required to open any cabinet doors, look underneath the house, crawl in the attic, be up on the roof. It's a visual inspection. So we do our best to see what's on the surface and report on that. So that being said, we're not experts on air conditioning or roofs or plumbing or septic systems, all of that. So we can't be expected to have those answers. And so typically when we're working with buyers, if they have any kind of concerns in any of those areas, then we always recommend that they contact a tradesman or a qualified contractor to look into that for them. That being said, we do have a lot of experience with homes and systems in homes and that kind of thing. So we're certainly helpful in looking for these things and pointing out different things that we do see, especially when the buyer is looking at these things and uncovering these things themselves.
I always thought it was a good idea for the homeowner when they're about to sell their home is to do their own home inspection. And then if any problems are found, they can fix it. And that seems to help. A lot of homeowners don't do that, and they rely on the buyer to do it. And then the buyer has to pay for it. And then they find something, and now you got to negotiate, okay, who's going to fix the roof now? Mm-hmm. Or who's going to do the plumbing? And so I remember Carlene?
Yeah.
She did all her home inspections, pest inspections, everything, and got it all fixed. And that's why that house went.
So when they did their inspections, did they find anything more additional?
She had about $3,000 to $4,000 in termite damage. And there was one other thing on the home inspection. Oh, a broken window.
Okay.
But that was it. The roof was good. Everything was done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the new buyers came in, they didn't have to fork out any money for any of that because we had all the reports ready to go.
That sure makes a buyer feel good in purchasing a place because they know that all of that stuff, it kind of makes them at ease just a little bit.
Absolutely. They're more inclined probably to go ahead with the purchase when they know there's no work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm in escrow on a transaction right now that it was an interesting one because the house actually sold to the current homeowner like 90 days ago. And so something happened in their life to where they're now needing to sell the home. Mm. And it was good because all the inspections had been done and the repairs from all the inspections had been done during that previous time. So it worked out similar to what you're talking about.
And there you go. Now it's an escrow.
Absolutely, yeah. It was no problem for them to move forward. And they actually decided not to do any additional inspections. We did go and do another visual inspection. And I, did my usual visual inspection where I walk around and try to find anything that I could see wrong with the property just with my eyes and didn't find too much at all. So,
The only thing, as I was walking through these homes today, I was doing a visual inspection as they, kind of wandered around and looked.
Yeah.
And most of them are just impeccable. The only thing I found was around the skylight, a little bubbling of the paint.
Uh-huh.
Some water's getting in there. But they're not buying that one yet, so I just called the other agent, let them know.
Sure.
I'm not going to write it down or anything.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that was the Ethical Standard brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church. I think we covered that pretty good, Scott.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I had a question for a layman, if you...
Sure.
So have you ever had a situation where you go in there, you do your visual inspection, and then turns out that there's something wrong enough where they don't purchase, they don't buy the home, but you couldn't visually see it. And then I'm just curious because I have a sister that's going into real estate, and she has talked about that. So,
Anything that we're going to see with our eyes, it's interesting that you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things that just the home buyer would certainly overlook as they're looking at it. And some of the things that you point out call attention to that. But, that is our obligation to the buyer is to point that out. And if it disturbs them or messes them up a little bit and to where they don't want to buy that home and move on
just
to the next
on.
One, well,
right.
So be it. We don't try to conceal anything.
Sugarcoat it, make it seem like it's an orange when it's a lemon kind of thing.
Yeah, just like Friday in Dragnet used to say, just the facts, ma'am.
That's good. And I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely.
I will say other agents have probably lost deals once the inspections are done and they find something big. So that's another way.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Right. All right, let's take it to a break, Tanner.
All right, let's rock it.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
Okay, here we are, right back at you. Living in the North State is on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, of course, you can catch us at KCNR1460.com. And if you're out there dying to give us a call and you've got a question on your mind, the number is 530-605-4567. And with that, I think I should mention that this segment of Living in the North State is brought to you by Jack's Grill, established in 1938 by Jack Young. No reservations needed. Open Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., right down on 1732 California Street, where they have been for 85 years.
That's a while.
Still serving that one-pound Jack Young's favorite, the New York Strip.
It's actually very good. I can see why they've been there for 85 years.
Absolutely. You know, and what's interesting is every time I've ever gone, I have always gotten the Jack Young's favorite. And that's that 16-ounce New York strip. I love it to death. But, you know, I'm getting a little older now, and I could probably shave a little bit off of my dietary needs.
A little trimming.
So I
a little trimming, man. All day with the trimming, guys.
I dropped down to the 10 ounce, and again, there you go, some trimming. I trimmed off 6 ounces off that thing. And, you know, it was just about just as good as that 16-ounce.
You haven't tried anything else on the menu?
Nothing.
You are a creature of habit.
Oh, man. Once you've had the best, it's hard to try the rest.
That's true. I still haven't been there. Is it as good as people say?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you need a reservation? You know, you said no. You don't need a reservation.
No reservation. Oh. Nah. In fact, you know, they're not as busy as they used to be back in the old days.
Right.
I think that the whole COVID thing kind of slowed people down a little bit. They probably do a lot of takeout. I mean, I don't know who would order a steak like that takeout. But
yeah, I don't know if you want a steak in a cardboard, not a cardboard, but styrofoam box. I don't think you want that.
No. Now, you know, they do something special with their salad that is really cool. And if you weren't told this, then it would take you a while to figure it out. But in their salad, they add like the string beans, the green beans that are kind of shredded, you know, and they're in there. So, you know, it's just lettuce and a really good salad dressing. And when you taste it, you know, you're thinking, wow, that is a juicy salad, you know. Wow. And it's because there's some of those little green beans that are mixed in there, you know. And you can't tell because the dressing and everything is all mixed in.
Well, yeah, people think salad's an easy thing. Salad chef's a real thing. I used to work in a kitchen, and I was the salad and soup chef, and that was a lot harder than you might think.
Yeah.
Just making a good salad, you know, make pears, feta cheese, all that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Putting it together, make it look pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you did you ever see anybody do the green bean thing?
No, I never saw the green beans. We did like water chestnuts and stuff like that, but I never saw the string beans. That's interesting. And that's what makes a good restaurant, though, is like you have to have something that makes you unique. Otherwise, you're just another place to eat, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
you know, they've moved to a box that you can take your extra stuff away, but forever they really had a doggy bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a bat, like a
little bag. Yeah. So, you know, you were getting ready to take your awesome 16-ounce steak home. Maybe you could only eat half of it because maybe you had one too many margaritas.
Right.
That's never happened to me.
No, never.
But, yeah, you and they're like, yeah, I'd like to take this home. And they're like, okay, we'll get you a doggy bag. Like, really?
Wow.
It's always worked.
I've never actually seen a doggy bag. I've only ever heard it.
Yeah.
Heard it said. I thought it was just a turn of phrase or something.
Yeah. Well, they had it all marketed. There was a little dog on there all happy and
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
So. Any dog is going to get the leftovers from Jack's.
Oh, yeah.
House.
That's why they call it their doggy bag.
Oh, that's okay. That makes sense. You're bringing home the extra food of the dog. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I got it now.
There you go.
I will say for the salad, though, I love spinach salad with crumbled blue cheese.
Oh, that was one of our favorites.
Some raisins.
Okay.
I don't like the lettuce. I like spinach.
Oh, okay.
I'm a romaine guy. I go with romaine.
Oh, there you go.
Blue cheese dressing.
That's got more nutrients in it anyways than the iceberg.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
And don't forget the kale.
Oh yeah, kale. You got
kale in there.
If you haven't fried up kale, do that.
Oh, do that.
Wow. So good. It tastes like French fries or something. It's just so good.
Did you hear that?
No, I got to try it at home.
That was my stomach growling. I need to move on to a different conversation.
Absolutely. Me too. I'm hungry.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's make a point of it sometime, you know, to, well, you know, I don't want to take you away from your family.
No.
You know.
We can make a date.
We can head over there and get a steak sometime after the show.
Let's do it. One of these times.
And take care of our sponsors because they take care of us. Thank you, Jack's Grill.
Absolutely.
All right. So,
yeah, you might give them a new customer right here.
There you go.
Yeah, right. It's already working.
It's already working. All right, we're going to dive into the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update because that's important news, and that's part of the reason why we're here, to let you know what's going on with the market. Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinshasta.com. As of today, there were 478 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That's down 11 from last week. In the past 30 days, there were 144 homes sold in Shasta County. That's up 8. 9 mobile homes, down 0. And 13 vacant lots, down 4. According to Bankrate.com, the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 7.01, and that's actually down like 0.02 from last week. It's not dropping too much too fast, although there is rumors that the Feds are going to drop that thing. So we'll be seeing some changes. And I heard something about September, but, you know, we'll see what happens. The lowest rate found was 6.09 from different vendors out there in the world. But if any of our listeners out there are interested in how to get a rock-bottom rate of 4.99% and up to $7,500 in closing costs, give us a call at Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate today, or give me a call at 242-1020 or Scott, what's your number?
999-3732.
Absolutely. Give either one of us a call, and we will share with you how to get the 4.99% interest rate. That's a real thing. We can really do that. Let's see. The last part of the update is the average price of a home in Shasta County as of January 1st is $418,000, and the average price per square foot is $241 a square foot. So that is the market update.
Hey, it looks like things are improving.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting a little bit better, and houses are still selling, and people are still buying, and even in the rain. Look what I did today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you bet. You were in and out of those houses all day today
all
in the
day.
Rain.
Yep. Yeah. I don't want to get wet. Just get in.
Yeah. So, yeah, you bet. As far as the interest rate being, you know, at around 7%, and then again, if you really shop the market, you can find it down at 6.09%. But you know, the 4.99 would—it's almost like a couple of years ago interest rate.
That's
so,
a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, what else?
What? I don't like to interrupt, but I do have questions because I'm looking eventually to be buying a home. I'm living. I think I told you once I'm living in a mobile home, and you mentioned that they've sold 9 of them. Mm-hmm. What's that process like, particularly for mobile homes? Is there a good market for them here?
Well, it's definitely always been a market, you know, because there's always been so many of them out there. So, you run into a couple of things with the mobile homes right now. Believe it or not, because of the insurance woes in California, it's hard to find an insurer for mobile homes.
Right. That's what I was thinking, that there might be an issue somewhere mm-hmm. like that.
And then another thing about mobile homes is a lot of them, you know, you find a nice little mobile home on a little piece of property somewhere, and the owner really didn't think that he needed to put a foundation underneath it. So it just makes it less lendable. So you can't find a standard lender that would want a loan on that. You have to find a different lender that specializes in manufactured homes, and they typically get a few more points on the interest rate. So that's
it's a little bit more expensive because it's less, what would you say, sturdy or less?
It's really just a technicality, believe it or not. I mean, it's still the same home. For example, I'll go ahead and plug my brother and my dad's business. They have a mobile home business here in town, and they install manufactured homes foundation systems. And it's very, I would say easy, but it's very doable. All you do is you just basically put an apparatus underneath there that kind of ties it down to the ground a little bit. It's still pretty much the same place, but now
right.
What it is it takes it off of the what they call the HCD tax rolls, Housing of Community and Development. And so if it doesn't have a foundation underneath it, then basically you're paying taxes on it to the state of California every year. But when you put a foundation underneath it, just like if you were to screw something to the floor of a house, it makes it part of the real property.
Now
it is real property, and a lender, any lender, will have no problem loaning
on because it's actually affixed to the ground. It's not movable.
Exactly.
Oh, I understand now. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so what you're looking for, Tyler, if you were looking for a manufactured home, is one that's on a permanent foundation.
Okay, that's a really good tip because me and my wife are looking in that direction, getting out of the one we're in and into one that has a little more room. So that's really good. I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, good. A little piece of property somewhere, maybe an acre or something where you can keep your toys and have a baseball field for your kids.
Exactly,
that.
That's exactly what I'm looking
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Well, they're out there. And we can certainly find one for you.
You know that's why I'm glad that I know you.
Cool. That's why you became the producer of our show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'll get something out of them one day.
No, it is interesting to hear about all that, and especially since I have zero idea about any of that stuff. I have just no idea, and I don't want to get raked over the coals. Oh, mm-hmm. I'll pay 6.5%. That's probably the best I can get. You know, something like that. So you guys know what the deal is.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yep. There's good deals out there and bad deals out there. And the ones that basically have no foundation, those are cash deals typically. I'm in escrow on one right now that it's a real nice piece of property, overlooks a nice pond. It's 5 acres, and it's a really cool place, but the home's not on a permanent foundation.
Mm.
So all of those buyers that are relying on a loan for either part of the purchase or all of the purchase, they're out. And so now we just have cash buyers just about, you know, that would be able to buy that property.
That checks out, actually.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, at that point, if you've got that much cash, then cash kind of talks.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a little better deal than if it was going to be financed.
Yeah, that's what I've always been told. I'm an old man with it. I carry cash, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash is king.
It is, really. It's still, it still is.
You bet.
You know, Tony, I got a question for you on mobile homes.
Yeah.
How about mobile homes in a mobile home park? You think most of those are on permanent foundations? Or?
None of them are on a permanent foundation.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, you bet.
I see the skirts going around the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. All of those are on HCD tax rolls, and when you move into a park like that, you pay your taxes separately on that home to the state.
Plus the rent for the space.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's blast out to a break and come on back for our final segment.
Let's do it.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Redding has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, here we are, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and here with Scott Frank, and this is Living in the North State. This segment of Living in the North State is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Early Learning Center. ELC is dedicated to providing families in the Redding area with affordable, high-quality Christian education and daytime care of young children. Faculty and staff go the extra mile by providing care and support for children and their families with take-home learning material, supervised outdoor play, and weekly chapels to deepen their faith. Call 530-221-6686 or stop by 2440 Hilltop Drive and ask for Crystal. All right, so we are in our final segment there. As you heard, or as you kind of figured out there, we didn't have a guest today. And, of course, we were down a couple of hosts. And so Scott was very gracious with his time and stopped in to help us talk away.
Yeah, it was neat. I was driving by, I saw you were alone. It's like, stop in.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
You just kind of trimmed out a little bit of your day and popped right in.
Absolutely.
All day with the trimming. Yeah. You guys got to go get a haircut tomorrow. Get a little trim, right?
No, I've trimmed mine this morning.
Shoot. You got the look going on there. I can tell. It's a radio look.
It is. It's. I have a face made for radio.
We are all beautiful enough for this. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you bet.
I wonder what they think our voices, what they think we look like.
I know it.
Whatever you think, it's not that.
You always think that when you hear people on the radio.
Yep. And not, you're never right either.
No, you're so far off, you're actually mortified.
Yeah, yeah. Usually. And sometimes they're more handsome than you think they're going to be, or more beautiful. And then sometimes you're just like, whoa, really?
Uh-huh. It's kind of like whenever somebody has a name, you know, and you expect that name to kind of go along. So maybe the name is Billy. So you're expecting a little punk baseball player. Or something.
No, and I've met a couple Darnells that, you know, did not look like literally two Darnells and did not look like Darnells to me. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. It's like, it kind of blows your whole thing. You know?
Yeah, yep.
But Tony, you got that great radio voice. You know, that little baritone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got that little squeaky.
Oh, come on. No, it's perfect. You need a baritone and a squeaky. You need to. Otherwise, it's just baritone the whole time. So,
right? You got to give the producer something to work with over there.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, some ingredients.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Well, we got a couple of announcements that I'll go ahead and share with you. The Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate is going to be part of the Reading Home Show again this year. We had we've really got an amazing booth, you know, that's green and it stands out like a green thumb. And did you get that?
Yeah. I did.
Okay. And anyways, the Reading Home Show is March 22nd through the 24th. And when you come and see us, you can we're up on the top level. I believe it's what would that be? The southeast corner there, and we overlook the whole place. It's kind of a good view from up there. Remember that last year, Scott?
I do. And you can't miss it. You can't miss our booth.
No, you sure can't.
We had it. We had a pretty good booth going.
Yeah. And this year we're going to add some things. So
nice.
We got some balloons coming for the kids.
Yep.
We noticed the kids always needed something when they come up to the booth to talk to us. And if there was nothing for the kids, then the parents were just like, well, we got to go.
Yeah,
there's a booth over here.
The bowl of candy was a great idea, but they were treating it like trick or treat. They're just scooping them out. Like, okay, one or two, you guys.
You never lose with balloons and stickers.
Yeah, there it is.
You go. Yep. Especially helium balloons. You know,
oh, yeah.
So. Yeah. We'll probably see a few
on the roof,
on the ceiling. Yeah. So, anyways, we're really excited about that. So, we'll probably tell you about that a couple of different times. And also, something else we're really excited about coming up on April 11th, we are sponsoring or we're putting on a self-defense class. And it's an amazing class. We had it scheduled last year. But it was during March. Yeah, it was during March. And on the day of the class, we had a freak snowstorm.
That's right.
And it was so bad that we decided to cancel and reach out to every single person that was coming and say, you know, don't brave the storm. Stay home where it's safe, and we'll reschedule this thing. So we did. We rescheduled it for the next month. It was in April. And, you know, everybody's busy, and they just had other things going on. So what would have been like a class of 50 people turned out to be a class of 10. And so it's a little bit of, a letdown as far as how many people showed up. But I was there, and I listened to, you know, what was said there, and I was completely – you know, I thought to myself, wow, this is amazing information. Everybody should be capable or infused with this kind of information so that they can conduct their life in a different fashion. So that's all I can really say. The instructor is Ted Leidy, and he's I think I don't know exactly how long he was in the army, but I think maybe close to 20 years. I'm not sure exactly, but he's got a very big background that way. He has a business here in town. I believe it's Northern Firearms, and he teaches firearm safety and provides the classes for the CCW. And so he's very knowledgeable, and everybody who knows Ted likes Ted. He explains things really well, and so it's a really cool class. We've got it's out there on Facebook right now, and we've got I think we've got about 25 people signed up so far. And I was talking to Ted yesterday, and when the class becomes completely booked, then we'll probably go ahead and live stream it and put it out there that way too. So We want everybody to be able to get this information. So good stuff. I mean, I was taking notes, and I'll never forget what I learned in that class, and it'll make me be a safer guy as a result. So, and that also leads me to my next little announcement. Ted Leidy is going to be our guest next week on the show.
All right.
Oh, absolutely. Very good.
I get him two times this month. He does the man show with
absolutely, yeah.
Man Up with Carl.
Yep, he does. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. So, Ted, we figure that, you know, again, with this show, we center around real estate and the community. So with Ted, you know, as far as real estate goes and home protection and all of that, I mean, I think it's very relevant to all of us that live in a home.
Well, absolutely. No, yeah.
I mean, to everybody, anyways. So, anyways, we're looking forward to have Ted on the show, and he'll be able to correct me on
it. And when you say self-defense, do you mean firearm self-defense? Or?
No, I mean just in general.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, and I don't know if I can remember it, but there's three things that you – there's three different levels of and I can't explain it as good as Ted would, and he probably will talk about it next week at the show, but – the first thing that you would do is avoid a situation, you know. So if you know some things are going on downtown, you know, rather than drive into it and look at it, you know, you would just avoid that area.
Right.
So that's the first thing that you would want to do in order to avoid a dangerous situation. The second thing that you would do is if you find yourself in a dangerous situation, probably one of the safest things to do is get out of there. You know, so running is not a bad thing to do.
Nope.
If you can run away from that situation, and boom, you've completely avoided, court battles, mm-hmm. you know, lawsuits, fights, injuries, death. You know, you've avoided all of that by becoming a track star. And the third, I'm just going to have to leave open. And
there you go. We got to have some suspense.
Absolutely. So. Those are big things for me to have logged in my mind, and so I want everybody else to know the same thing.
You left this with a cliffhanger.
And it's a good one, I'll tell you.
It is. Now I got to know.
And if anybody out there would like to be on the or get in the class, you know, you can certainly give us a call at the station at 530-605-4567 or look us up on the on Facebook and basically, look for me in my website or my real estate page, Tony Hord Real Estate. Actually, it's Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, and you'll be able to sign up for the class right there. All right, other things coming up in the future there. We're actually, it's kind of cool. We're going to be announcers of the Reading Rodeo Parade.
Sweet.
That's quite a few months down the road, but all three of us will be in there doing that. And, of course, we'll be at the Sunset River Jam like we were this last year. And
if I could say something about the Sunset River Jam, that was the funnest couple of nights.
Yeah.
With live music and
just
meeting all those people and then getting on the stage and meeting the bands. That was a lot of fun.
And you did. You got up there and took pictures with each band that you...
Each band.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. We'd be sitting there talking with you and then all of a sudden, boom, you were out of there. And
it's like, where's Scott?
Yeah. He's in there taking a picture.
And there were... They're nice enough to let you do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you try that at the Cow Palace or the Old Coliseum. Yeah, you get in some trouble. Believe me, I've tried. Right out the back door.
Well, we'll have a good time down there again this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. Well, good deal. Well, that's all my announcements. You got any announcements?
No.
Okay.
No, I think we're good.
Well, we're just getting ready to wrap up this show. We got about another minute here. So, I don't know. I think that I'd like to thank our new sponsors that have just come on board with us. We got Jack's Grill, we got Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, and we've got B&T Satellite, and we've got Trinity Lutheran Church. So we're always very thankful for our sponsors. And
we getting Bill back next week, you think?
Yeah, you bet.
I bet he'll be back.
You betcha. Both those guys will be back.
Oh, good.
Yep. They just had commitments going on today, and they left me alone.
I think we did all right.
He was so lonely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. I mean, I'm not all alone. I've always got Tyler.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I always got something to say, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got a good radio voice, too. You're kind of in between the squeaky and the baritone.
I know. It works well.
Hey, we got a harmony going.
Yeah,
There it is.
Do a little barbershop quartet.
Down by the bay.
Boom, 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 right. Boom.
All right.
So we're going to take it on out of here, and what do we got? We're going to wrap this up with Big Gun with AC/DC?
I think we can do that.
All right. Well, Let's go. Redding, thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.